Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime building and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone who yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So open your heart, open your mind, and be ready to receive what is possible from your friend, the Yes Coach.
Good morning, good morning. This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, and it's a beautiful Monday morning, and we are here to talk about the science of yes. It's so wonderful to live in the energy of yes, and I am here to introduce you to that energy and to talk about what it is to live your life by design in the science of yes. I am somebody who has lived my entire life examining the energy of yes, and my knowledge around yes is something that I'm very, very proud of. And I love to give it away. And what I do for a living, I'm a life coach and a business consultant. And what I specialize in is helping you break down the emotional barriers that block you from what you're committed to achieving in life. My background is in personal development, communications, team management, and organization, coupled with years of empowering individuals to achieve their best results. I spent a lifetime as a legal administrator and operations manager. And I also spent many years focusing on leading impactful transformational programs. And I will work with you to enhance your ability to create an extraordinary life that you absolutely love. I call myself a yes coach. And the process I designed is the science of yes. You can join me here every other Monday on my show that's happening here called The Science of Yes at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'll guide you in having it all. You can visit my website at www.yescoachforyou.com. That's www.yescoach, the number 4 and the letter U.com. You can download a free copy of my ebook, Say Yes, The 7 Steps to the Life of Your Dreams. You can come on my program and get answers to your questions regarding whether you want to start a business or creating a business plan or anything you like around getting your business going. I can support you. I take on conscious professionals and creative artists and other coaches. And I can help you run your career as a business and not as a hobby. I can teach you how to market your business. I can help you create and design what it takes to run your business effectively and efficiently so that you're making revenue. I can help you find revenue that you're leaving on the table. All of this inside of what you're currently doing. So whether or not you're working full-time and doing a business on the side, or you've got a brick-and-mortar business that you run, and you're looking to make more money, I can support you. We can get your business up and running, or we can take your current building business and keep it going and building until you're making profit. Let's talk. You can call in to speak to me at 760-888-5700. Again, that's 760-888-5700. And I can support you and help you design a life that you absolutely love. Looks like we might have a caller here already. I'll check in. Someone from area code 917. Good morning. You're on with the Yes Coach. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm doing okay. Thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. You're one of our regulars. Yeah. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going okay.
It's going okay.
Let's see. I still don't have a boyfriend, but I would like to have one.
Okay.
And I feel, though, that there's some kind of fear a little bit around it. There's really no fear. It's just like, okay, there's the right person right in front of me. There's no fear, really. So that's taken care of. But I, in terms of, like, in 2 weeks, this program is closing, and I don't really know where I'm going yet. They haven't assigned anything for me. Everybody else has been assigned another position in another place in the system, and they haven't yet for me. Isn't that weird? Everyone's taken care of. So I was looking into it. See, we could do some work on that, something like that.
Well, it sounds like you're at the same job and you're experiencing the same types of issues that you've experienced in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And that
you're
looking for a romantic partner, somebody that fulfills on romance and everything you'd always hoped would take place. You're looking for that. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. So let's start first with the romance, because that's, for me, that's the most fun, is to talk about romance and to talk about what it's going to take to have the man of your dreams come into your life. So what is it that you want in a partner? What do you want in a man?
I want commitment, availability, reliability. A good heart,
commitment,
someone that's respectful.
Respectful.
And reliable.
Reliable.
Attractive.
And attractive.
Yeah, healthy, mentally, spiritually. Physically.
Okay. Somebody healthy who cares about his health and he's fit. Okay.
That's it.
And have you written this down for yourself? You've captured all this in writing? Okay. All right. And so what are you willing to do to have that man enter your life?
I'm willing to be open to it.
Okay, you're willing to be open to receive him into your life.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Are you willing to search for him tangibly?
I think I'm going to attract him. Not searching doesn't really work for me. Has never done.
You definitely will attract him. But he's not going to knock on your door and step into your living room.
No, I usually don't stay in my door anyway. I don't wait behind the door. I do things.
Right.
I live my life.
You have
life.
To get out there in life. You have to get out in life to meet him. Because he's out there somewhere in life. So you have to go places.
Things.
You have to be places where you can meet people
exactly.
So that you can meet him. The universe will work with you. But you got to put yourself out there so you can meet him, okay?
I am.
Okay, like where? Like where are you going? You're putting yourself out there how?
Everywhere, social events.
You go to
social
events.
Events.
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
Do you go to church?
I'm
just asking.
Church?
I'm telling you to go to church. Do you go to church?
Right now I don't. I used to.
Okay, sometimes you meet your significant other at church or at church activities. If you're a spiritual person, you might meet him in a spiritual location. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a pet?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a dog or a cat?
A cat.
You have a cat? Okay. All right. Sometimes you meet people at the park when you're walking your dog. You'll sometimes meet people because they're out walking their dog. If you're into health and fitness and you run or walk, sometimes you meet people as they're out there. Oh, we lost our caller. She dropped. I'm going to speak a little bit more about what I was interacting with Anna about. For those of you who are listening, the conversation that I was having with her when I was saying that you have to go out to meet people. If you are a lover of men or if you are a lover of women and you want to meet them, you want to get out there to where people are. You might even want to check out some dating services. I know that for some people, dating services are out of the question. They're unwilling because for them, it's like a dating service is like a expression of desperation, or it's something that somebody takes on because they cannot get a date, and they don't want anyone to think that they're desperate, so they refuse. They refuse to consider the possibility of a dating service. I think that if you want to meet someone, you need to be willing to do what it takes to get out there and meet them. Like, in other words, you want to make sure pardon me, that you're doing everything possible to be out there to meet your significant other. You want to be taking on, actively looking, so that you can put yourself in a situation where the person who is the man of your dreams is somebody who is out there in the world doing exactly what it is you want him to be doing. So if you want somebody fit, then you might want to join a gym and go out to the gym and meet somebody who's fit. Like, in other words, be where it is you want him to be. Go to meet him where you think a person that is into that thing would be. So a couple of things that I want to say about that is, number one, when you're looking to be in a relationship with another human being, you want to look for somebody who is basically where you want them to be, where you expect them to be. You want them to be somebody who personifies what you think a person of that caliber would be up to. Like, for instance, if you want somebody who has a sense of humor, go to a comedy show and take a look at the people in the audience and see where they're at. See what they're up to. Look and see if you can find the person that you're hoping to find by going to the places that person that you're hoping to find would be. Do you follow what I'm saying? Don't just have this expectation that this person would be somewhere where you're not. You want to meet them somewhere where they are. So that's one thing. The other thing is that I want to talk a little bit about the concept of dating services. It's kind of funny because dating services are there for you to meet people. The people who are there are there because they want to be in a relationship. And for you, you want to be in a relationship. So it's kind of cool that they have a arena where you can go and you can request that somebody, you know, go out with you. And it's completely safe. And it's completely, everybody knows what everybody is talking about. Because you all agreed. You all agreed to be there at this time and this place to meet. This is something that you want. You both want. But this is something that you're clear. And I encourage you not to be afraid to ask for what you want, to go into a conversation about what's possible by going to a dating service. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, no way, no way would I go to a dating service. No way would I get myself involved with a dating service. But, you know, I'm here to tell you, you know, when you talk about romance, and I'm going to separate, I'm going to distinguish romance, okay? When I'm talking about romance, I'm talking about a romantic relationship in your life. I'm talking about your significant other, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband or wife, your boo, you know, whatever it is that you want. You want to write it down. As I was speaking to Anna, and I asked her if she wrote it down, she said she did. You want to write down the elements that you want in a relationship. I know I'm a little scratchy. I'm still recuperating from a bad cold. So please excuse me. I'm going to take some water real quick. Okay. So there are a lot of ways you can pursue love, romance, or whatever it is you want to call it. I've heard people saying that they would never go on an online dating service. So I want to examine that for a moment. How are you supposed to meet Mr. Ryan or Ms. Ryan? Or the one? You're not going to drop out of the sky like a Navy SEAL, okay? So if you're sitting at home in your living room watching TV day after day wondering when this fabulous person is going to show up in your life, you're in for a big surprise, let me tell you. You have to get out in the world and meet them somewhere. But where? Well, what's wrong with the dating service? What's wrong with that? I'm a big fan. I've used them in the past, and I've met a lot of wonderful men online. And though I am a professional life coach, and I don't consider myself a dating coach, and there are people who are dating coaches, they're romance coaches, they will coach you to bring romance in your life. And there are books that you can read. I'll talk about a few of them so you can go find them that help you to call in the one. There's a lot of information out there. And I have coached men and women about romance many times. A lot of times when I'm being a life coach with someone, there's an aspect of people's lives inside of romance that we deal with because it's an impact on their life. And I am a life coach. So I teach people, as I teach people in all areas of life, to be a yes to romance. My clients have an extremely high success rate. They will almost always end up in relationships. So I'm totally sold that you have to do whatever it takes. Take on whatever actions you need to take on so that you are where you need to be so that you can find Mr. Right. here's some advantages of using a dating app. First of all, it's super easy to start a conversation. It takes less effort than online dating. You can limit who contacts you by indicating your interest or your lack of it. You don't have to reach out to the people who you're not interested in. There's also less rejection. In most cases, when you're on a dating service, you're only interacting with a person that wants to interact with you. You don't have to overthink or disqualify people because you are only given the people who are interested in you or who you're interested in. Now, online dating is not easy, but as long as you make sure you're having fun, if you have a positive attitude, you can enjoy being in the moment and enjoy interacting with people who are looking for Mr. Right, just like you're looking for Mr. Right, or vice versa. Just have a good time and enjoy it. Sometimes it takes longer than we like for that significant person to show up in our lives. All good things come to those who wait. We'll put in the time and the effort, and you will succeed. I see Anna's back. Hold on 1 second, let me pull her up. Hi, welcome back. We lost you for a second there.
Hi. Yeah, I know. It got disconnected, and then I couldn't call back in until now, but I'm just going to listen right now, okay?
Okay, you got it. So one of the things that I was speaking to was about taking on actions that bring or call your significant other to you. And one of the actions that I was talking about was dating services, dating, online dating, dating apps, where you go in and you put in the qualities that you're looking for, and those men with that quality are presented to you, and you can pick and choose just like you're at the store and choose the ones that you're willing to talk to. It took years for me to realize that a relationship is not like a romance movie. At some point in our lives, we may believe that love should be like the kind of romance we see portrayed in films and television and novels. And for some reason, I've always thought that romantic relationships were less if I did not experience that kind of fairy tale existence that I saw in the movie. And that's possibly why in the beginning I met a lot of frauds. So what I really realized about romance when I was young is that I bought into this notion that if I have the relationship with the perfect friend, then all would be well in my life. And I thought, now I'll be safe forever. In truth, I did marry a prince, but a prince who was also human, who had faults and issues just like everybody else, and no matter how wonderful your prince is, he has faults. So ultimately, I learned to let go of this metaphor that romantic love looked a certain way, and that true happiness lied with this prince, this guy who was the perfect guy. I was disappointed to realize that my knight in shining armor was in fact very, very human, and that he had faults, and that it was not true that there was somebody out there who would always do exactly what I needed him to do, that would always, always be perfect. Now, we all remember Romeo and Juliet, Titanic, like stories like that where the star-crossed lovers just loved each other so much, but they never could seem to connect, never could seem to have their love to be fulfilled. Unavailability tends to fuel romance for most of them. This kind of romantic story can only work when there is an absence of the lover. And sometimes they must die in the end in order for their love to fit in this romantic view. We eat popcorn by the buckets looking at movies like this and think to ourselves that that's true love. But it's not. Romantic love like that is a fantasy. And it's a substitute for intimacy. Real, connected, vulnerable intimacy. So how do you make relationships work? And how do you remain happy? Well, I say that you first begin with the understanding of what love is, and then redefine and update your notion of love, your notion of romance, from this fairy tale into a healthier, happier experience of love. So first of all, use relationships to teach you how to be whole within and how to be comfortable being alone. Relationships are not about having another person complete you. By letting go of relationships as a symbol or an idea and live inside what you're committed to creating with this partner. Learn to spend time being with yourself. Accept the love that you have for yourself. Feel safe and secure on your own. And you'll discover that you'll be a much more well-rounded relationship partner for somebody else. When you get in a relationship, see your partner for who he or she really is and be willing to learn from each other. This delusion of romance, when you view the person you're in love with as a symbol of what the ideal of love should be, is a very difficult thing to maintain day to day. You've got to realize that your relationship with a partner is a discovery. You discover what works about them, what doesn't work about them. You discover what you're willing to tolerate. You'll discover the things that need to change and the things that need to stay the same. And your relationship will evolve. The key is to see the other person as a mirror and learn from the reflection how you can be a better person in the relationship. And when you feel upset, rather than blame your partner and point fingers, remain awake to what has yet to be healed in yourself. And work on yourself, and your partner will be a reflection of that work, and work on themselves. Let go of all expectations and stop the fighting cycle. So you may tend to get into arguments with your significant other, and then you let go because you don't want it to go on. But it's never really complete, so it comes up again, and it flares up here, and it flares up there, and you find yourself in a cycle of fighting. Don't put your security over them, there, with them. Put your security with yourself. Let love come to you instead of having this expectation of what they're going to give you in love. Some couples create separateness by fighting. Then they make up repeatedly, and it's all about the makeup set. Romantic, relationships that are based like that, the couple are in a trance. They're not really engaged. They're not really connected. They're not really managing the relationship powerfully. Own who you are and embrace your ordinariness. We generally grasp at romantic love because we're yearning for something that is out of reach in ourselves, something in another person that we think we don't possess. Unfortunately, when we finally get love, we discover we didn't get what we were looking for. And true love only exists by loving yourself first. And again, I keep coming back to the same thing. Love yourself. Be comfortable with yourself. And the person that's going to be your significant partner will come to you because you are comfortable with you. I know that might sound like a Hallmark card, but you can only get from another person what you're willing to give to yourself. After the fairy dust wears off a relationship, we discover ordinariness, and we often do everything we can to avoid it. and get back to the honeymoon phase. Because the honeymoon phase was just so much better and felt so much good. And the trick is to see that ordinariness can become the real power of our intimate relationship. The day-to-day loveliness of sharing life with a partner can and does become extraordinary. And lastly, open up your heart to receive happiness. One thing that unites us is that we all long to be happy. And this happiness usually includes the desire to be close to someone in a loving way, to create real intimacy. You need to get in touch with the spaciousness of your heart and bring awareness to what is good within you. General happiness is not about feeling good about ourselves because other people love us. It's more about how well we love ourselves and others. The unintentional outcome of loving others more deeply is that we are loved more deeply. So don't stop loving you. You'll find that the more you focus on you and giving yourself the expression of love, the more you call in the people who will bring love to you on other planes. I spoke earlier about books that you can get that will help you in this journey to love. There's a book called Calling in the One. It is a very powerful book by Kathleen Woodward Thomas. Again, it's called Calling in the One by Kathleen Woodward Thomas. It is a very, very, very good book if you're looking for a book on how to generate and manifest the love of your life. There are several books. Ariel Ford has a book. And hold on one second. I think I have that book here. I'm going to pick it up for a moment. It's called The Soulmate Secret. And this book is all about bringing in your soulmate. These are two books that help you manifest the love of your life. If you're into book reading, you can go on to Amazon and purchase them, or you can do an Audible audiobook and listen to it in the car, on your way to work. You could take it on as something that helps you in your journey to calling in the one. We were speaking earlier with Anna, who was talking about finding the love of your life. There's a lot of things, tools that you can use, resources to help you call in the love of your life. He's out there. If you believe that the universe is energy and that energy resonates at a certain frequency, then you can use that frequency to resonate with your soulmate and bring them in, call them in, bring them into your environment. And have that be, for you, the thing that creates the love of your life. I encourage you to do so. And in doing so, I encourage you to actively take on the actions that will have the love of your life be expressed and come to you. Now, there's a lot to be said for having the love of your life resonate with you. You can be the person that starts it out, but once they come into your life, you have to be willing to examine them through the eyes of someone who's looking for a partner, not some image of a partner or a belief of a partner, but a full-blown partner. So, having gone over that in terms of romance and love, now I want to speak a little bit about your career, your your business. I could write an entire book on just your career and your finances. And suffice it to say, I think you should be your own boss. I think you should start your own business. You should, you know, we can have a conversation about network marketing. I have an incredible network marketing business, and I oftentimes encourage people to join my organization. I have an organization of people work with me, and I'll tell you all about it. Just reach out to me. You can write to me at Pamela Heath. No, it's not Pamela. It's Pam Heath, P-A-M-H-E-A-T-H. Pam Heath at yescoachforyou.com. That's Pam Heath at yescoach, the number four, the letter U.com. One second, I'm just going to drink some water. I'm still recuperating from a bad cold. I know you can hear the scratchiness in my voice. However, put learning about my network marketing business on your action list. And let's look at different ways to boost your career. How do you make your work environment more pleasant, more empowering? Below your romance and above your life, you want to have your career together. I'm going to give you a couple of tips. So if you like a strategy session, I can have a strategy session with you. You can contact me and we can have an hour where we strategize with you on how to make your career work. Fundamental responsibility for experiencing happiness at work rests with you. You can bring passion and joy to your workplace. It's your choice. Whatever you do, whether you're working in a corporate environment or whether you're slinging burgers, I want to give you some tips that might help you find happiness at work. And number one, the fundamental foremost thing to be happy at work is you want to choose to be happy at work. So this, here's the thing. Happiness is a choice. You can choose to be happy at work, and it sounds simple, but it's difficult to put that into action. We all wish we had the best employer in the world, but let's face it, you probably don't. If you're not your own boss, then your boss is over you, and everything you do and all your efforts goes into having your boss look good, having your boss, if he's the owner of the business, become wealthier. It's not going to change just because you demand that they make you happy. You have to choose happiness. So rather than focus on your employer or your boss and how he or she sucks, think positively about your work environment, your work product. Dwell on the aspects that you enjoy about your job. And avoid negative people and gossip. Find coworkers you like and spend time with them. Your choices at work largely define your experience. So if you choose to be happy at work, you will be happy at work. Every day, try to do something you love. Have that be something that's on your to-do list, to do something you love at work. Every day, every single day, whether you work 5 days a week, 6 days a week, 4 days a week, try to take on something you love every day. You may or may not love your current job, and you may or may not believe that you can find something in your current job to love. But believe me, you can. Take a look at yourself, your skills, your interests. Find something that you can enjoy doing every day. You do something you love every single day. Your current job won't be so bad. Find it. Look for it. Have that be something that you take on. Take charge of your own professional and personal development at work. You are the person that has the most to gain from developing yourself professionally. So take charge of your own growth, invest in yourself and your education, ask for specific and meaningful help from your boss, but march to the music of your own personally developed plan and goals. You have the most to gain from growing at work and the most to lose if you stand still. Make requests of your employer to fund your trainings and seminars. Sometimes they will. But don't have that be your criteria for stepping out and getting more education and training. If you find training and development outside of the workplace in seminars and workshops, and they won't pay for it, then you invest in yourself and pay for it yourself. Take charge of your own personal and professional development at work. Take responsibility for yourself knowing what is happening at work. Like, in other words, know what's going on in your department, in your division. Know what they're up to and what expectations they have of you. Ask questions about what they're creating for the future. Have that future of your job description be what fuels you at work. People often complain that they don't receive enough communication and information about what's happening with their company, their department, their projects, or their coworkers, and they wait for their boss to fill them in with their knowledge. And the knowledge sometimes doesn't come. Why? Because your boss is doing their job, and your boss, he or she doesn't know what you don't know. Seek out the information you require so that you can work effectively. I call it managing up. Manage your development by managing up to your boss to let him or her know, what you're doing, and what you're planning. When you develop an information flow up to your boss can take the information that you're flowing and they can use that and leverage that for what they're up to in the bigger picture that you're sometimes not privy to. And a lot of times when you're managing up with the information flow, they manage down because you now become part of their information flow. So develop an information flow, a network, and use it between yourself and your management. Be a conduit in their information flow so that they are sourced by and leveraged by the information that you provide. You will grow up the ladder of leadership when they know they can count on you to give them the information they need. Assertively request a meeting with your boss weekly. Make that a demand. Ask questions of them so that you can learn what's going on. Oversee the information you receive and use it. Use it to develop your department effectively. Ask for feedback frequently. Make statements like, "Oh, is there something you can tell me about what I'm providing or what you need from me?" If you feel positive about your work performance, you want to make sure that they are also positive about your work performance. If you're not positive about your work performance, you're looking about how you can improve it or make a sincere contribution. If you ask them for their feedback on your work performance, you'll find out what's missing for them. Ask them. Ask them what's going on, how they relate to you. Tell them you'd like an assessment of your work performance. Talk to your customers, too, if you're someone who interacts with customers. If you're serving them well, their feedback will be affirming, and your bosses will be appreciative to receive that feedback. You, yourself, are responsible for your own development. Only make commitments you can keep. One of the most serious causes of work stress and unhappiness is failing to keep commitments. Many employees spend more time making excuses for failing to keep a commitment and worrying about the consequences of not keeping commitments than they do performing the task that they are assigned. So create a system of organization and planning that enables you to assess your ability to complete a requested commitment. Don't volunteer for stuff you don't have time to do. Your workload is exceeding your available time and energy. Make a comprehensive plan and ask the boss for help and resources. Don't wallow in a swamp of unkept promises. How you'll land for them if you're doing that is not going to be positive. try to avoid negativity at work. I hope you're not the negative employee who is always unhappy and gossiping at the water cooler about what a terrible place it is to work. Choosing to be happy at work looks like you avoiding negative conversations, negative gossip, and unhappy people. Avoid them as much as possible. No matter how positively you feel, negative people have a profound impact on your psyche. Don't let negative Nelly bring you down. And keep on singing in your car on your way to work. Or start if you're not already doing that. Practice professional courage. So what do I mean by that? Sometimes to be happy, you must practice professional courage. If you're like most people, you don't like conflict. You've never been trained in how to participate in meaningful conflict. So you likely think of conflict as scary or harmful or hurtful. Conflict can be negative. But if it's done well, conflict can also help you accomplish your work mission and your personal vision. What do I mean by conflict? Well, you may have a work environment where your other associates or your immediate manager or supervisor likes to argue. They argue with you about everything. They disagree with your way of doing things, or they have something to say about anything about your job performance, and they argue and fight with you about that. They don't like the way you're looking or talking to them, so they have something to say about that. Conflict can help you. Conflict is the way that some people deliver communication when there's something that they don't like or something that they can't understand. They come to you and they communicate it. It's not necessarily a bad thing if someone has conflict with you. What ends up happening a lot of times when you resist conflict, you're resisting the tendency to relate to that person that they have power over you. Just because they want to argue with you doesn't mean they have power over you. They only have the power over you that you grant them. If you grant them no power, they have no power. Happy people accomplish their purpose at work. So why not develop some professional courage so that you can achieve your goals and dreams at work? You don't have to seek conflict, but you don't have to fear it. Don't be used by fear. Work is a means to an end. For some of you, it's a means to becoming your own boss. When you're ready to be your own boss and you're looking for business, come and talk to me. Write to me at camheath@yescoach4you. I have a wonderful business that you can start where you can work from home and you can develop an organization just as I have, where the revenue gives you the time and the freedom you want. Talk to me. Oh, and by the way, take on having a best friend at work, a special friend, someone that you like and enjoy their company, a coworker who is your work best friend can be such a gift. It can give balance, it can give positive and happy work environment. It's somebody you can bounce things off. Things are going a certain way, and you want to make sure that your take on it isn't skewed. You can have your work best friend share with you where their take on it is. So be a friend to them as well. Invite them into your life. Watch the game together. Have a barbecue at each other's place. Do picnic. Be happy. If all else fails, and you're in an environment where you just cannot create happiness, job searching might be what's next on the agenda. You might want to think about going and getting another job. If all of these ideals that I just gave you aren't making you happy at work, it's time to reevaluate your work, your job, your entire career. You don't want to spend your life doing a job that you hate in an unfriendly work environment. Most work environments don't change that much, but unhappy employees tend to grow even more disgruntled. You can secretly smile while you spend all your non-work time searching for a job. It will only be a matter of time until you can quit your job with a big smile. I just want to check in with Anna and see if there's anything else she wanted to say before we complete today's broadcast. Anna, are you there? I just wanted to check in with you real quick before I wind up. Was there any other question that you had? No? Okay. All right. So what we were talking about today in the Science of Yes, which I thought was really powerful, we had a conversation. It started with our caller, Anna, who was talking about her career, her job, same old, and then she talked about calling in the one, the conversation for romance. And I talked to you a little bit about what it looks like to generate or call in the one, and then we had a conversation about being at work and your career and what it takes to be happy at work. And I thought it was an awesome conversation today inside of what we're creating in the Science of Yes. The whole conversation of yes, which I say is empowering, it's an energy. I like to utilize the quote from Einstein that says that life is energy, and that if you resonate at the energy of life, then you can have anything you want. And that it's not philosophy. Albert Einstein says, this is physics. This life is energy, and that's all there is to it. Resonate at an energy of life, and you can have anything you want. And the energy, I say, of life is yes. When you look at life from the context of yes, everything opens up and everything is available. Say yes to life. Visit my website at www.yescoachforyou.com. You can sign up for my ebook, 7 Steps to the Life of Your Dreams. You can sign up for a free consultation. You're looking for a life coach, somebody who can help you bring your life into the energy of yes. I'm also a business coach. I can help you find where you're leaving money on the table and how you can market and brand yourself so that you can move to the next level in your business and have revenue and profit inside the Science of Yes. I'm somebody who helps you take on life powerfully and will examine the energy of yes. We'll see how you can leverage the energy of yes, and we'll have your life be extraordinary and prosperous by design. So again, my name is Pam Heath, and I am the Yes Coach, and I will bring the Science of Yes to your life on a day-to-day basis. I am for hire, and you can learn more about me and my process by visiting my website. I'm also on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and LinkedIn. Look for Pamela Heath and the energy of yes, and find out how you can bring that energy to your life and live the life you love. I encourage you to get started. I'm about to go into a 90-day experience where I'm going to fully blitz as many people as I can. I'm open right now for 3 new clients, and I want one of those 3 new clients that I'm taking on, I have an opening for, to be you. So if you're listening to this broadcast right now and you're curious as to the difference I can make for you personally as a life coach or for you in your business to bring in the money to have the profits that you've desired for a long time, it's going to own your own business. if you're going to take on that, which is more powerful, more effective, more efficient in your business, then I'm your coach. Contact me, Pam Heath, at pamheath@yescoachforyou.com. And go to my website at yescoachforyou.com. That's yescoach, the number 4, the letter U. For those of you who have a business that you're running currently and you're looking for coaching and guidance, go visit my website for business owners at yescoachacademy.com. yescoachacademy.com. You can go there and sign up, and I can take care of you with a weekly training video. It's only $197 a month to hook into training and development that'll teach you how to run your business effectively using the powers of yes and the dynamic tools that I make available. A video series of e-learning that'll grow your business proportionate to your dreams. An e-learning marketing system that will help you finally make the kind of money you've only dreamed about. So, go to my website, Yes Coach Academy. Have a business and you want to learn how to make more money, how to have more leads, more transactions, higher profit to build your business to $1 million business. Go to yescoachacademy.com. You already have a business. I'm looking forward to being your coach. And like I say, I have 3 more openings. You can sign up with me by starting out with an evaluation call where we consult to see if I'm able to provide what you need to take yourself to the next level. I appreciate your being here this morning and joining me for a call. I'm here every other Monday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. East Coast Time. So join us here on New Age Guild Radio, The Science of Yes. This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, and I'm signing off for today. I'll be back again, not next week Monday, but the following Monday, August 5th, 7 a.m. So I look forward to seeing you then. Don't hesitate to reach out to me. Don't hesitate to take on what there is to take on in your life. I'm the Yes Coach, and I'll show you how to do it in the science of yes. Have a wonderful day. Have an extraordinary week, and I'll see you on August 5th. Take care. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach.
Why don't you say yes?
Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime creating and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone through the power of yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So, open your mind and open your heart and be ready to